This is episode number 2465 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 16th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
By now, you've probably heard all about the Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Oh, yeah.
All cool things she's done for audience members to make the tour unforgettable.
No, she's done great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She's got some little kids up on stage. She's playing different songs for different markets. It's great.
Concert in the rain.
Concert in the rain.
Not calling it off.
That's right.
And now you've no doubt heard that she accidentally swallowed a bug while performing in Chicago earlier this month and predictably went viral.
Of course.
Oh, delicious, she said. Oh, God, is there any chance none of you saw that? It's fine.
I swallowed it. And she didn't miss a beat.
No.
You know, she didn't like gag or anything else. Oh, my God, I swallowed a bug.
Gnats are notorious for flying in mouths in the summertime or in outdoors and stuff like that, right?
Well,
the occasional fly, but
she's
gnats.
A magnet where she is because of all the bright lights on her.
Sure.
I mean,
moth to the flame.
That's right. So God knows what kind of bug it is, and she probably doesn't want to know.
Probably not. And unless she examines things very closely, she probably will never know.
Oh, stop that. Yeah, we don't need to worry about that.
Well, the experience has become the inspiration for a new cocktail.
Of course it has.
In honor of Taylor's performance in Chicago, Replay Linkin Park has been hosting a Tay-Tay Party pop-up.
Tay-Tay Party. Oh, my God, a Tay-Tay Party.
It's been extended through Sunday and features the new Bad Bug cocktail. I love it.
That's awesome.
To join its standard menu of Taylor-inspired drinks, the Gummy Worm Garnished Bad Bug. It contains vodka, tamarindo, chili pepper, watermelon, pineapple, and ginger beer.
That sounds really good. Let's go to Chicago.
There's been no word if Taylor gets a cut, but I think she's probably good with that.
I don't know if she cares. Yeah. No, you know what? This is funny about Taylor Swift. You know, a couple of years ago, I was like, well, you know, she's still kind of big, whatever. But at some point, you know, the stars got to tarnish a little bit, like everybody. She is the biggest she's ever been.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and she's been big.
Yeah.
You know, is she coming into like her 15th year, something like that?
Is she 30 yet?
Oh, yeah, she's over 30.
Is she over 30? Yeah, she's been singing for more than 15 years.
More than 15 years.
Didn't she start singing when she was like 13?
Well, she went to, from what I understand, she went to Nashville when she was 13 to learn how to write songs.
Yeah.
I don't know when she recorded her first country song, but it was a huge monster hit.
Yeah.
She had a couple of cameos and some movies and things along the way, and, you know, she's had some incredible music videos, so good on her. And now she swallowed a bug in front of 40,000 people. That's pretty good.
She didn't lose it. She broke a stadium record.
Oh, yeah, of course she did.
But then, like, a few nights later, Ed Sheeran broke that record.
Well, but they're going to go back and forth.
They will go back and forth.
And Ed Sheeran owes everything he's got to Taylor Swift. Yes.
Yes, he does. He knows it.
You hear that, Cheerios? Come on now. Swifties and Cheerios, they're besties.
They're two pretty cool people.
They are.
Beyonce launched her world tour with a concert in Stockholm on May the 10th.
Yeah.
And she's considered to be partially responsible for the rise of inflation in the country in May.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So according to a senior economist at one of the top Nordic banks, monthly inflation increased by 0.3 percentage points in Sweden from April to May.
Huh.
And the hike was in part due to an increase in a broad set of goods and services. For instance, hotel and restaurant visits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Recreational services, which include concert tickets.
In Sweden, right?
Uh-huh. To Beyonce shows.
Yeah. Well, and then other entertainment in and around. You know, you go to Sweden and you're going to go to the clubs. You're going to go to the strip clubs. I mean, well, I don't know if you're going to go to strip clubs. But you're going to spend the money. I get it.
So Beyonce's start of her world tour in Sweden, it seems to have colored May inflation. How much is uncertain?
Is that crazy, though? You think about
it. Yeah, that's what the economist was later quoted.
For an entire country, you can't sell that much swag, I don't think. It's like, really? But I mean, she's Beyonce. I mean, you know, a lot of people traveled from all over the place.
What if Taylor Swift went to Stockholm?
And she probably will.
Will it be this?
Sure.
Will she increase the inflation even more than
it's
Beyonce?
It's a small country. It's a small country. So, yeah, I would think that you don't think about those kinds of things. That's very interesting when you think about it.
Well, the fact that her world tour seems to have colored May inflation, he says that he's describing the event as unprecedented.
Really?
And quite astonishing.
Huh.
So large cultural and sports events, they can cause a momentary spike in local hotel and restaurant prices, but they rarely affect national inflation numbers, except we have the goods and services and everything else.
Then the other thing is that what does it cost to go to a Beyonce concert?
I don't know.
I would be willing to bet the average is about $500 a person. Now, if you're going to put, I don't know how big the stadium was she was in. Was it 20,000? Was it 40,000? Was it 50,000? You put that much money just in ticket sales into the economy?
Yeah.
And hell yeah, in a small country like Sweden, which is what, the size of, I don't know, New Hampshire? Or, well, maybe it's bigger than that. Sorry. Don't anybody get upset with me.
I think it's bigger than New Hampshire.
All right. But still.
Oh, it's bigger than the United Kingdom.
Oh, well, then it is big.
Okay.
Well, then that would be interesting.
We don't do the brown questions.
Okay, we don't.
Yeah, so here's Sweden up here.
Okay. Well, good. Wow. That is bigger. Okay. Anyway, so I take that all back. But still, at $500 a head, by the time they get into the show and everything that was parking and food.
And the beer and the swag.
Yeah, and the swag, yeah.
The T-shirts
still,
alone.
That's a huge amount of influx into an economy. So
yeah.
Anyway, well, good for Sweden, I guess. Hopefully it didn't make the house prices go up for very long. Or the interest rates. With our apologies to Jay-Z, because he didn't get any of that cut. And Halle Berry.
Well, he does it his own way,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I guess. Like he needs it. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.